Hello, friends. Life is an exciting journey where we meet all sorts of people. Some uplift us, bring joy, and inspire growth. Others can be toxic, draining our energy, spreading negativity, and making us doubt ourselves. Today, we're focusing on how to deal with toxicity. Life is full of endless possibilities. When it comes to managing toxicity, you have more choices than you may realize. Let's look at practical ways to handle these challenging moments with confidence, clear thinking, and inner strength. The easiest approach to dealing with a toxic person is to reduce your time with them. If their negativity is weighing you down, begin stepping away gradually. There's no need for a heated argument. Simply cut back on how often you interact or respond. Stop replying to their messages right away. Skip those not needed talks, or politely leave. It's easy. When you hold back your time and focus, most toxic people will notice and slowly move out of your circle. Think about the people in your life who just do not fit with your vibe. Maybe you are someone who sees life in a good way, always looking for solutions and opportunities. But there is often that one person who is the full opposite, always complaining, finding faults in all things. Their energy does not match yours. So ask yourself this: do you see this person in your life 10 or 20 years from now? Likely not, right? So, why wait for 10 or 20 years before doing something? Start making that distance today. Life is too short to spend on people that do not bring joy or help you grow. The truth is, you do not need a big group of friends or many people to be happy. Most of us do well with just a few, maybe 4 or 5, who truly know you, support you, and make your days better. Put time into those people and let the others go away. But what about the people you can't simply stay away from? These are the ones closely linked to your life: your parents, siblings, spouse, or children. These relationships aren't just important right now. They're made to last a lifetime. You can't easily leave them, and you wouldn't want to, as these bonds have great value. So, how do you handle toxic behavior in such important ties? The main way is clear talking, honest, open, and calm. If a loved one is behaving in a way that causes you pain or exhaustion, don't let it build up inside. Instead, approach them with a steady mind and genuine concern. Find a quiet moment to sit and talk openly about what's troubling you. For example, you could say, "When you speak like that, it really affects me. Can we work together to find a better approach?" This isn't about pointing fingers or criticizing. It's about sharing your emotions for positive change. By handling the discussion with respect and empathy, you're far more likely to build a stronger connection rather than weaken it. One key skill for keeping these relationships strong over time is learning diplomatic honesty. This does not mean saying every thought that comes to your mind, nor does it mean pretending or acting like all is fine when it's not. For example, if you do not like someone's behavior, avoid too much false praise like, "Oh, you're so wonderful." Such lying can cause inner stress. You'll likely feel worried, always remembering your words and trying to keep up the act. It's like carrying a heavy mind burden of lies, which can be very tiring. Diplomatic honesty, however, means picking your words with care. Before speaking, think: will this cause needless hurt? Is there a softer way to say what I need? For instance, if your spouse does something that upsets you, avoid acting in anger. Instead, say something like, I feel bothered when this happens. Can we discuss it? This shows respect for them and the connection you share. And remember, the way you behave with others often shapes how they behave with you. Approaching with kindness and consideration increases the chances they'll reply similarly. But if you release frustration or harsh thoughts without restraint, even the most solid relationships may begin to weaken. Our minds can be quite cluttered, filled with a variety of thoughts, good and bad, and everything in between. If we voiced every idea that popped into our heads without pause, our relationships would quickly fall apart. That's why it's essential to reflect before speaking. A moment of consideration can preserve harmony and strengthen connections. If you say something harsh and the other person responds with the same intensity, are you prepared to hear it? Likely not. And that's when conversations can quickly spiral out of control. Practicing diplomatic honesty means treating others the way you'd like to be treated yourself. Life requires some careful managing, but this approach is key to fostering deep, enduring relationships that stand the test of time. Sometimes, toxic behavior comes from people who have power over you, such as a boss, a controlling partner, or a family member who uses their authority to belittle you. These scenarios can feel especially challenging because the uneven power dynamic often leaves you feeling stuck and helpless. For instance, your boss might repeatedly criticize your work, make sarcastic comments, or exploit their role to create ongoing stress in your daily routine. Or, a partner could try to control you by putting you down, making you feel small so they appear stronger. These aren't merely bothersome exchanges. They're harmful patterns in relationships that can slowly erode your confidence and sense of value. Have you noticed how such dynamics not only drain your energy, but also make it harder to see your own strengths? Recognizing this is the first step toward reclaiming your inner balance and building healthier boundaries. When people gain power, many unfortunately misuse it. Only few can remain humble, using their position to support and empower others, helping them succeed and stand out. Most, however, believe, "I'm only important if I rise above and hold others back." The wider that divide, the more superior they feel. As a result, some individuals, intentionally or not, may attempt to diminish your sense of strength. They might make cutting remarks, undermine your confidence, or make you doubt your abilities. So, how can you effectively navigate these challenging dynamics? Do you simply sit there, feeling helpless, and accept it? Absolutely not. Picture a spouse who dominates their partner. Today, it's just shouting, but tomorrow, it might escalate to something more harmful. What can you do in such cases? When someone treats you poorly or a relationship turns toxic, you have two main options. First, you can redefine the relationship by standing firm and declaring, "This has to change now." At times, you must advocate for your rights, fighting not out of rage, but for your self-respect, which is a fundamental right for everyone. When you stand up for your self-respect, one of two outcomes typically follows. Either the balance of power shifts toward equality and the toxic behavior comes to an end. Redefining the relationship involves standing firm and establishing clear limits. For example, if your boss is overstepping with their behavior, you could calmly say, "I truly value this role, but the way I'm being addressed isn't acceptable. I need us to improve that going forward. This approach isn't about confrontation. It's about affirming your self-respect with poise. When you assert yourself confidently and clearly, you can change the balance of the interaction. The other person may recognize the need to adapt, particularly if they see your contributions as essential. Have you considered how such a composed stand could not only protect your well-being, but also foster mutual respect in the long run? If you're a good worker at your job, your boss might think, "Losing this person would hurt the team. I need to change how I act." They could change their behavior for the better. But if they don't, if they ignore you or make the negativity worse, it's time to leave and quit the job. No job, relationship, or situation is worth giving up your well-being or dignity. If you're in a workplace that does not see your worth, start looking for one that truly values what you bring. The same goes for personal relationships. If you've tried communicating, setting boundaries, and standing up for yourself, but the toxicity persists, it may be time to reevaluate whether that relationship is worth keeping. This is especially critical in situations where toxicity escalates to abuse. For example, if a partner is controlling and their behavior moves from verbal attacks to physical harm, that's a clear sign to get out. In our last session, we discussed how to avoid letting other people's words cause you pain, and that's a strong way of thinking. But at times, toxic actions do affect you, and that's normal. It's part of being human. The important thing is to respond carefully, not jump in without thinking. Each case is unique, so adjust your way to fit what is happening. If the problem is small, like a coworker's rare mean remark, don't make it bigger than it is. A straightforward reply, such as, "That didn't feel good, let's stay positive," could be all that's needed. Making a fuss over tiny issues can lead to larger problems later. But if the toxicity keeps going or is really harmful, like a boss who always puts you down or a partner who shows no respect, that's when you must take a firmer step. It could mean setting new rules for the relationship with clear limits, or it might mean leaving it behind. The main idea is you always have options. Look at the situation, decide how much effort it's worth, and move forward wisely. By keeping charge of how you respond, you hold on to your strength. At the end of the day, your inner peace and self-respect are your most valuable assets. Think of life as a lovely garden. Some people are like vibrant flowers, adding color and happiness, while others are like sharp thorns that can cause pain. Toxic people are those thorns, but you don't have to let them spoil your space. You hold the ability to create space, speak openly and honestly, or stand firm for what's right. Avoid staying in relationships, at work, or in personal life, that leave you feeling exhausted or undervalued. A good relationship works both ways. You give support, and you receive it too. If you're giving all your effort and only getting negativity back, that's not a true bond. It's a road to feeling worn out. You deserve connections that feel fair, where your input is met with kindness and appreciation. Life is too special to waste on the drain of toxic ties. Each day offers a fresh start to pick happiness and surround yourself with those who energize you. So, guide your relationships wisely, stand tall, and always protect your right to a joyful, fulfilling life. That's all for this session, friends. Thank you for joining. We'll connect again soon with more guidance to support your journey. Until then, stay resilient and let your light shine.